hate that H and P. Next is a history and physical on a patient named Michael Raspolik. And the last name is R-A-S-P-O-L-I-C, and Michael is M-I-C-H-A-E-L. Place was ProMedica at Flint, formerly called Briarwood. Date was August 4th, 2022. New paragraph, patient profile, Mr. Raspolik is a 67-year-old male who came from McLaren. New paragraph, history of past illness, or sorry, chief complaint. He had weakness, diarrhea, and was found to have hyponatremia in the hospital period. He also has had chronic back pain and previous osteomyelitis. New paragraph, history of past illness. Mr. Raspolik actually has had two admissions to the hospital lately, period. Last year he had one where he had some back surgery to his lumbar spine and developed, he had also had osteomyelitis and was treated with antibiotics, period. This year he had an episode of back pain and was questionable, but they felt that he might have osteomyelitis and he was on vancomycin, period. He was treated for that, then went to Regency for rehab, period. He then went home, period. He states he came to McLaren from home, period. He was found to have weakness and recurrent diarrhea, and he had loose stool for 3 to 4 weeks, period. Notes from McLaren indicate that he was still on vancomycin IV, period. He was found to be both hyponatremic, hypokalemic, and hypovolemic, period. He did receive in the ER fluid resuscitation, period. He later was treated with IV saline plus restriction of other fluids, period. He has improved with respect to his hyponatremia, period. He also had a right pleural effusion on chest X-ray and had thoracentesis, period. He didn't have much shortness of breath at the time and slight cough, period. He continues to have atrial fibrillation and he's being treated for that with Eliquis for anticoagulation. And he once was on verapamil, but doesn't seem to be on this at the present time, period. He denies any palpitation or dyspnea or chest pain, period. He has a history of seizures controlled with Keppra, period. His back pain is present, period. He states he was getting up a bit at home, period. New paragraph. His diarrhea is better, period. He's here for rehab due to the generalized weakness, period. New paragraph, review of systems, constitutional, no fever, chills, or major weight change. Eye no complaints, ENT no complaints, respiratory, no dyspnea, cough, or sputum, cardiovascular, no chest pain, dizziness, or palpitations, GI, no abdominal pain, vomiting, or bleeding, period, the diarrhea seems better, period, GU, no dysuria, hematuria, musculoskeletal, he's weak in general, no acute arthralgias, period, he has chronic back pain. Neurological, he has no headaches, incubator seizures. Endocrine call, no polyuria or polydipsia. Skin, no rash itch, but he has various open areas likely from scratching of itches, including his legs, shoulders, and arms, period. Hematologic, no excessive bruising or bleeding. New paragraph, past history, chronic back pain, previous osteomyelitis, benign prostatic hyperplasia, gastroesophageal reflux disease, obesity, methicillin resistant staph aureus, paroxysmal atrial fibrillation, right pleural effusion, seizure disorder, depression, central hypertension, gastroesophageal reflux disease, orchitis, paroxysmal atrial fibrillation, venous stasis, glaucoma, anxiety, hypercholesterolemia. New paragraph, family history. His father had heart disease and is deceased. He feared his mother's alive, and it's not clear what he had. He had a sibling that died at 59 of a type of cancer. New paragraph, social history. No smoking, no ethanol abuse, period. Home environment seemed safe. New paragraph, medications. Famotidine 20 milligrams daily. Simethicone 80 milligrams 3 times a day. PRN for gas. Latanoprost drop 0.005% 1 drop any chai at bedtime. Trazodone 150 milligrams nightly. Flomax 0.4 milligrams daily. Proponix 40 milligrams daily. Oxbutin in the ER 10 milligrams daily. Naproxen 500 milligrams every 12 hours. Keppra 500 milligrams every 12 hours. Fluticasone. Spray, 2 sprays in each nostril daily. Citalopram 20 milligrams daily. Vumix 1 milligram daily. Atorvastatin 10 milligrams at bedtime. Apixaban 5 milligrams BID. Allopurinol 300 milligrams daily. Norco 5-25, 1 every 6 hours is needed. Effervescent potassium 20 milliequivalents. It takes 2 tablets daily. Also, trazodone, 150 milligrams daily, Flomax 0.4 milligrams daily, Protonix 40 milligrams daily, oxybutynin 10 milligrams daily, naproxen 500 milligrams every 12 hours as needed, Keppra 500 milligrams every 12 hours, fluticasone, that's where I started, okay. Okay, then allergy, Skeflex, new paragraph. Examination, he's not acutely distressed. Blood pressure 111 over 65, temperature 96.9, pulse 100. Respiratory 18, O2 saturation 98%. Head and neck, pupil decone reactor to light, eyelids and conjunctiva normal, extraocular intact. Oral mucosa normal. Ears normal inspection. Nasal mucosa normal. Neck supple, no mass, no thyromegaly, trachea midline. Lungs, clear to percussion and auscultation without labored breathing, period. Cardiovascular, normal, one is 2, no gout, no murmur. Abdomen, soft, non-tender, no palpable organomegaly, mild distension. Neurologic cranials are normal, sensation is intact. Upper extremity strength is normal, period. He's a bit weak in his lower extremities, but can elevate both limbs off the bed. Musculoskeletal, shoulder range of motion is normal. No acute joint inflammation or effusion, no cyanosis. Skin had areas superficially open, which he attributes to picking on itchy skin. No ominous lesions or rashes, period. It's otherwise dry in other areas, except where the scratch marks are and a few open excoriations, period. New paragraph, assessment plan. One, Mr. Spolik had generalized weakness and he was had hyponatremia and hypokalemia, corrected, period. He will get OT and PT to work on his strengthening, period. He continues with potassium effervescent tablets, period. Two, he has chronic back pain, which we'll treat. Three, he has seizures, treated with Keppra XR, 24 milligrams every 12 hours. Five, he has anxiety and depression, treated with citalopram, 20 milligrams daily. Six, he had a pleural effusion and edema, and he's on Bumex 1 milligram daily. Seven, he has atrial fibrillation and continues on Apixaban 5 milligrams every 12 hours for anticoagulation, period. His heart rate is currently stable, period. He has back pain and continues on Norco, period. He has glaucoma and continues on latanoprost drop 0.05%, 1 drop in each eye nightly. I will follow him at Briarwood. This is Dr. Schumacher dictating. End of dictation.
Of course, I'm not going to tell Sandy she can't.